Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and we hope you're feeling good. On 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. 8:06 on the clock, your host, James. I am joined by Family Natural Foods' own Katrina Hittner.
Hello, everyone.
Good to have you with us, Kat. Good to see you.
Happy to be here.
We're joined right now by our good friend from the Weather Eye Weather Center, Mr. Paul Trombley. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
I thought for a second it might be Michael. I thought for it'd be usually when I start out with the name and I call you guys, but how have you been today?
I've been all right, yeah. How about yourselves over there?
We're doing pretty good. We're enjoying some of this weather here, Paul, because it's nice after those 90s and heavy temperatures to have some of this kind of like a little bit more almost fall-like weather in the summer. Is this going to continue for us?
Yeah, you know, looks like it's going to be sticking around here through the weekend, at least the first couple of days of next week as well. Always nice when you get those lows getting down in the 50s this time of year with that. That's going to be the case here for the next several nights. And still looking at some sunny breaks this morning. Clouds starting to fill in here as we get further through midday into the afternoon. And towards the afternoon, also could see a few showers or a thunderstorm developing as well, especially further south of Wisconsin Rapids, more likely there, but also some of that could build up in our area locally. Highs in the mid-70s. Tonight, scattered shower storm chance 57, and isolated shower storm chance Thursday. Otherwise, partly sunny, 80 tomorrow. 59, isolated shower storm chance Thursday night. Still kind of that background threat of a shower storm Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Otherwise, partial sun Friday, 83. Mid-80s Saturday with a partly sunny sky, and still that isolated storm chance Sunday, 81. And I still about upper 70s to start off next week on Monday. So, and definitely a nice temperature pattern here taking us through mid-July up ahead.
Not bad at all, especially with that little bit of rain. We could always use that. I know my dad is begging for rain right now. Just his poor lawn. He looks out there, Paul, and he just shakes his head. He just shakes his head at it. Doesn't even say anything anymore. But we appreciate you, Paul. Yeah. Thanks for the forecast. We'll catch up tomorrow.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good, guys.
Have a great day. Best in the business, our good friend Paul Trombley in the Weather Eye Weather Center over there. Always appreciate talking with
him. Absolutely. We should ask him about a rain dance, like what he knows about a rain dance. Maybe we all need to just get together and do a certain time.
I gotta love working with you. You just teed me up so good you don't even know it. This weekend, I'm hanging out with my dad, and we're talking about the lawn. And I'm not kidding. Like, he's looking out at that lawn like it's the Dust Bowl. Like, he's just looking out there just shaking his head and everything. And he looks at me, and he asks me something. And you would have thought there was, like, we're on the air, and there was a billion people around. And my father is very, very open-minded. Could not, loves everybody, one of these kind of guys and everything. But I wouldn't say that my dad is necessarily PC or up on all the most common terms and everything. He's trying and he's very open-minded to these things, but he doesn't know everything. He leans over and he asks me, and he's like, Jimmy, can we still bring up rain dances? What are you talking about? He's like, well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to tick anybody off. I don't want, you know.
I mean, very valid.
So we started talking about it and everything. We're looking into it and all this, and it's interesting the culture of rain dance, where that comes, obviously where it comes from Native American culture everything,
absolutely.
But how it has grown over the centuries, really, of its beginnings and its origins, and to answer you. To answer my dad, as far as I could tell from other Native Americans out there, from the natives that I talked to and the ones that I reached out to and everything over the weekend, a little bit about this. Yeah, still a thing, still something that's done, but not many. I wouldn't say that there is a version for like your average person. Like that's what I was getting. I was trying to find
roots.
Essentially, if I could just strip this down and quit trying to tiptoe around everything, a white person version or any other person version of the rain dance that can be done that isn't offensive to Native Americans, obviously, or appropriate, you know, what do you call it? Stealing, basically.
Yeah, right.
So I was looking into it. It did not find much, but I am looking more and more into that and waiting to hear back from some people because I think it's really interesting and we could use it.
Yeah.
We could use it right now.
Well, I mean, I guess we could just all use our own different versions of it, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, some people pay it to a god, some people, you know, just enjoy being outside and honoring it. So we can all do our own versions of We need a little rain.
Now, I think that by far and away, more than most any other culture, Native Americans really, so much of their culture has to do with the planet, has to do with the earth, the soil, all this. But every culture has some of that. It may not be as prevalent, may not be as noticeable, but you dig a little bit, and you, no pun intended, you will find that. Just like you don't have to do a lot of digging to find some great information and great stuff for you over at Family Natural Foods. That was my segment.
That was a good dig in. You dug for that one.
Katrina, I know that we are going to talk a little probiotics. I do want to remind the audience real quick that join us at 3 o'clock today. You and Stephen will be kicking off Midday Magazine for the day. We'll have you and your brother Stephen in to talk a little Family Natural Foods. After that, we'll have Kim Shields and some guests for Encourage. Looking forward to Midday Magazine a little bit later.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're going to touch on probiotics.
You started me off very well. Thank you for digging, because actually, we're going to talk probiotics just briefly, just give us some brief info, because I think probiotics is something that anyone can take, and we'll talk about all the health benefits. Mm-hmm. But digging, so some probiotics are made from actual soil, from the earth, which has natural prebiotics, probiotics, and we can talk about that. But so probiotics, just going to give you a little bit of information. So we know, a lot of people know probiotics. Okay, what are they? Well, they're good for our digestive system. Yes, but they're good for more than just our digestive system. There is a link that's getting researched, but there's way more research to be done. And we're just kind of starting the process of it, about the brain and gut connection.
Yeah, we're still learning more
and
more about the gut.
We're learning a lot about it, yes.
About the gut in particular, I found. I know the last time we were together, we were talking about that.
But there's definitely a relationship between the brain and the gut. Yeah, so if your gut digestive system is off, right? So if you're having a lot of gut issues, right? Then your brain, you can feel more depression, you can feel more anxiety, because there's this link, and there's different things like leaky gut, and there's different things like Crohn's disease and so on. But our gut is almost our first place to start. If you build up your gut, then you'll build up the rest of yourself, your immune system, and so on. So probiotics are great for gut and brain health, digestion, like gas and bloating and constipation, diarrhea, all those things. Usually that's what we think of when we think of a probiotic gut and those things. But immune health, it is so good for immune health. If you can, again, get your gut in balance, then you can have better immune system. And I've had people that never tried a probiotic, and then they started taking it maybe in like September, October, kind of like around that back to school time, right? When the germs start coming.
Yes.
We're all inside more. And they said that, man, that's the only thing I did different. And my immune system was so much stronger that year. So that's a really good one going into the in the cold and flu season. It's good for inflammation, especially gut inflammation, of course, but inflammation in our body, because it all starts there. A lot of people take it because they're on an antibiotic. And so antibiotics, they're good because they get the bad stuff out of our system, but they take the good stuff out, and that's the problem. When you take the good stuff out, then later on you go, wow, why am I now having gas? Or why am I having this bloating issue that I never had before? Or, I'm having like a candida overgrowth, which is like a yeast overgrowth in a person's system. Well, probiotics are great because they're going to help balance that. So they're going to keep all the good probiotics in your system. And then there's things such as strains. So strains would be like the strength of it, so milligrams almost, but they use it in billions. So usually you'll see something from like 6 billion up to 60 billion or 90 billion. Now there are probiotics that are now 100 billion. So there are strong probiotics. So it depends on how severe your issue is. If you're like, I don't have too many things going on, I just need something kind of daily or a couple times a week, then you can get like a lower strength. But maybe you have some severe gut issues going on, or you really need to rebuild your system, you might want to go for a higher strength one. And then there's strains. So there's strength, right? Like how strong it is, like milligrams or billions. That's how they do it. And then strains, which would be how many different of these probiotic strains, so like Acidophilus or Bifidophilus, they all have these crazy names. They help with different things. So one might be more for skin health, one might be more for lower colon, one might be for intestine. They all have different places. So the more diverse strains you have, the more it'll help with more things within your system?
You know, I think that we've all heard the phrase. Now it seems like it's not just the way to a man's heart is his stomach. Women too.
Yeah,
it turns out this whole time, women and men,
yes,
the way to their hearts is their stomach.
Exactly.
It all goes right to the stomach.
All goes to the stomach. Start with your probiotic. You're going to win over your significant other.
I like this. I think that it speaks to a lot of things that we kind of whether it was in subconsciously knew, but. So much of because we talk about mental health a lot.
Yeah.
But I don't think about my brain and my stomach together at all.
Mm-hmm.
Period. I don't know if I've ever combined those other than when, boy, why is my stomach making all that noise? Oh, yeah, I haven't eaten today.
Right.
Like that kind of thing. Like, certainly my energy levels, my mood, I might be a little bit moody or what have you. But I just, I got to eat something.
Okay, let's look at it this way. When you get stressed, have you ever felt like your like stomach, not because you're hungry, but your stomach's like feeling that anxious stomach butterfly kind of thing going on? Or
Between you and I,
okay.
I'm
no
feeling it right
no
now. I'm feeling it right now. I don't know what's going on with WIRI. Yeah, I'm feeling it right now. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that happens when your brain is stressed, and there's that signals, there's way more going on than we even realize, and that connection between our brain and our gut, and a lot of it comes through the nervous system. And so when your brain is getting stressed, you're overthinking all the things. Sometimes we'll get that turning in our stomach. Sometimes we have to go to the bathroom more. You know, there's all those different things that happen, and there's definitely this brain and gut connection, which is cool. And probiotics, there's so many different ones to know about. And, you know, we always just say, like, stop in at the store, come chat with us. We'll figure out which is the best one for you. Maybe it's more of like a budget. Hey, I only have so much I want to buy, or I only, you know, I want to get a large, I want to get some for my husband and I, and I just want to get one. Well, we can talk about those things, or specifically, what is the issue that you're working on? I just want it for general health. We'll help you out, everyone.
Reach out to our friends at Family Natural Foods. They're opening their doors in less than an hour. Meet them over there at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Be sure to bookmark their webpage at familynaturalfood.com.
Mm-hmm.
Follow them on social media and join us today at 3 right here at WFHR, where they'll be our guests to kick off Midday Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
I also wanted to touch on this fun thing, this awesome thing that we are doing here at Civic Media. Really proud of this. The Civic Media Statewide Blood Donation Challenge.
Uh-huh.
We are calling on all heroes, every one of you out there that can donate. We greatly appreciate you doing so. You can do this in many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
However you want to be a part of this, as far as sharing with us that you are donating, we greatly appreciate that. A little bit later in our good stories of the day, we're going to talk about blood donation opportunities in our area that you can find and different dates that are coming up to donate. But we encourage you to do this. We know that there is a shortage in our country, in our state. Doing this is going to benefit so many, and it's strangers helping strangers.
Mm-hmm.
And you can be a part of this now through July 31st. If you donate, send us proof you have and enter to win Brewer and State Fair tickets. All you got to do is take a selfie of you donating, and then you just post that on your social media, wherever you, the Gram, Facebook, Snapchat, Doogle Daggle, whatever the new one
whatever
is.
It is.
I don't know. I'm not hip, but they're out
but
there.
But you're trying.
I'm trying. Doogle Daggle, I think,
Doogle
is a
Daggle.
Great name. I don't know where that came from my brain, but I like
think
it.
Somebody might be taking that and running.
I would download that app. I would download that. Go ahead and go to all of those, or you could just cut out the middleman and go right to civicmedia.us/giveblood. You can upload your picture there. It goes right into it, gets you in the running for some Brewer tickets, for some State Fair tickets. But just as importantly, shows the camaraderie of this, the community of this.
Yes.
All of us coming together to do this, strangers helping strangers. Putting back into our state, putting back into our communities.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great way to be able to do that. Very proud of our team at Civic coming up with this. Nicely done. I like this. A fun promo.
Absolutely.
I like this one. Civic Media Statewide Blood Donation Challenge going on right now. Go to civicmedia.us, a webpage that you should already have bookmarked because you should be streaming us if you can. or downloading the app, of course. Again, civicmedia.us. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show here at WFHR. Oh, this one.
Oh, yeah.
We get the 8-bit one. Usually Seth and I get this one, it seems
like. You know, I'm here for it.
Ah, there we go.
I'm okay with it.
We got to make up a song for it, though. I don't know. Well, the birthday song is now out open. It is in public domain.
So it is.
We can actually sing the birthday song now and not have to spend like millions on it. Because back in the day, if you wonder why TV and movies mm-hmm. would not play sing Happy Birthday, traditional Happy Birthday, it's because that song costed a lot mm-hmm. To do. So it was cheaper mm-hmm. for especially TV shows that were very strict budgets.
Yep.
It was a lot cheaper for them to just be able to just make up their own birthday song. That's why every like TGI Fridays and Ruby Tuesdays and stuff, they always had those made up birthday songs mm-hmm. because it was a lot cheaper to do that than that. But now the birthday song's in the public domain.
Interesting. They must have been held for so many years. And then it was like, here we are. We're releasing it.
It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. Get us your birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can go ahead and direct message us on WIRI and WFHR's Facebook pages as well. Mm-hmm. Morse code, your smoke signals, mm-hmm. whatever you got to use, get us these birthdays and anniversaries.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have to remind James of his name to everybody. It happens. So,
it does.
You know.
It does. I don't know why, but every once in a while, I think my name's Ezekiel. I don't know
why. Ezekiel's a great name.
You know, they sound a little like Ezekiel, James. You know, they're a little... No, not at all. Not even close.
Good,
no.
Good try, though, on that one.
I got two possible qualifiers here. Katrina, I got to make you work a little bit this morning. Sorry.
I don't know. One or two.
I got to decide. Two. There we go. That gives us our qualifier so we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Valerie Johnston.
Happy birthday, Valerie.
Valerie, enjoy your day. I love the name Valerie.
You do?
That's a great name.
It is a beautiful name.
I feel like we don't use that one enough anymore.
I wonder if she goes by Val.
I love mm-hmm. names that are great, the side name, the, mm-hmm. the great side name of Val. That's a good mm-hmm. side
name. Valerie is beautiful. I hope you have a wonderful day, Valerie.
Enjoy your day, Valerie. And our qualifiers celebrating their 48th anniversary.
Oh, fun.
It's the romantic heart. Jim and Patsy St. Martin, happy anniversary, you two.
Happy anniversary.
You guys are our qualifiers. Congratulations. Keep on listening because at the beginning of the month, we're going to announce our winner for the free Misties. And some of you out there are going to win two meals and two pieces of pie from my great friends over at Misty's Menu. A big thank you to them. We take a look at our celebrity list, and right out the gate, a great one. Malia Yousaf is 26. This is the historic Pakistani girl who got shot by the Taliban on her school bus for standing up for education and women's rights.
Yes.
One of the greatest interviews you will ever hear is with this young lady.
Mm-hmm.
I just enjoy her so much, and mm-hmm. her story is so magnificent. It's just...
powerful.
It really is. Mm-hmm. And I like to think, I don't know for others, everybody's different, but when I read her articles or I read from her or her work, I tend to have the perspective that hits me is not lost on me of mm-hmm. how fortunate I am. I've had a rough life, like a lot of people out there. But you hear a story like Malila's, and you're like, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Could be a lot different. Mm-hmm. You know, very fortunate.
Yeah.
It's a thin list today. I'm going to be honest with you, everybody. It's a thin list. Rachel Brashan is 33. The Marvelous Miss Maisel and Lois Lane in the upcoming Superman Legacy.
Nice.
They just wrapped up that show, but she was one of those overnight sensations.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see it happen with the acting world much mm-hmm. anymore, where somebody like this show pops up. And it's on Amazon, mm-hmm. and because Amazon is just beginning with their shows and stuff, I don't think it got a lot of press. And this happens a lot nowadays where there's so many stations, so many streaming things, that there's a billion shows out there that people don't even know about. So you hear about it a little late, and you kind of get to the party a little bit late. And mm-hmm. we're all late to Rachel because she is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
She is a fantastic actress. Very funny. Like instant charm,
mm-hmm.
instant natural charisma to her and everything. So her as Lois Lane is going to be a perfect fit. Oh, yeah. She's going to be great at that, I bet. Michelle Rodriguez is 45. Lefty in the Fast and the Furious movies, Rain in Resident Evil, Trudy in Avatar, Anna in Lost. Michelle Rodriguez has done a fantastic job of building a really solid career.
Yeah.
While dealing with some stuff off the field that, mm-hmm. that could have held her career back, but she did the work. She went through rehab and a number mm-hmm. of things, and she's come out the other end of it.
Right.
Where when she first started, like on Lost and other shows like that, she was a bit of like a, oh, she's the Spitfire character. Sure. She's the tomboy character mm-hmm. and everything. I just saw her recently in a Dungeons and Dragons movie, yeah. which I would have never expected her in. And yeah, she plays a little of that, but she also shows some range. Mm-hmm. And she's very good in it. She's got a lot of, she is sneaky funny.
Okay.
She's very good at comedy, has some really good comedic timing. And it's kind of cool to see her grow as an actor to be able to do that. And, you know, we love comeback stories in Hollywood and in America yeah. and oh, yeah. all this. Hers it hasn't gotten that a lot of fanfare, but it's been very cool to see where she could have been blackballed. She could have had her career taken from her. Mm-hmm. She could have taken her career from herself
yep.
Because of some of her actions. And she's bounced back and going on to have a great career.
Awesome.
Topher Grace is 45. Eric on that 70s show, mm-hmm. Venom and Spider-Man 3. He was good on that show.
Yeah, he was.
I'm always a little surprised that things don't work for him because he just seems to be one of those people like.
Yeah.
So when he was in a TV show that just recently got canceled, that was on ABC, and I thought that show was going to do great just because he was in it almost.
Right. How frustrating. Things getting canceled. Like, you work hard for that. You get probably a certain amount of seasons in or something, and then they're just like, meh. Sorry, we just want to waste a lot of money instead.
I would love to be able to lie to you all right now and tell you that I don't spend every day of my life thinking about this. But I've got a TV show I spent a year working on mm-hmm. that's sitting on a shelf somewhere mm-hmm. at NBC that, mm-hmm. that nobody is ever going to see.
Mm-hmm.
And it infuriates me. Mm-hmm. It's not just my work. I did some good work on the show. I'm thinking of the guest stars. We had Ed O'Neill on mm-hmm. in our last two episodes, and you got to see Ed O'Neill do drama.
Mm.
It was really good, too.
Yeah.
And nobody's ever going to see it. Like, mm-hmm. You got me started on something there.
Sorry.
You got me started
Sorry.
On something there. Brock Lesnar, 46. WWE star, MMA star, MMA star mm-hmm. and all that. Brock Lesnar. Let's see here. Cheyenne Jackson is 48. Hotel owner Will Drake in the American Horror Story show was also in The Descendants. Good character actor. Another good one. Let's see here. Oh, got to get this one in. Richard Simmons is 75 today.
Richard Simmons.
Wow. That's a blast. Mm-hmm. That's a blast from the past. I did see a picture recently of Richard Simmons not too long ago. Still got the hair.
Oh, yeah.
Still
well,
got
it's,
the hair.
I mean, he's got to. I mean,
you got it, right?
And then you've got to have like the sweatbands, though. Got to mm-hmm. have those.
Yes. Yeah.
I think I was Richard Simmons for Halloween at one point. Oh. Probably everybody was.
Katrina, if you have a picture of that somewhere, I have to see that. I have to see that. We all have to see
uh-huh,
that, really. We
had
some people no longer with us would have been celebrating the big 80. Christy McVie, Fleetwood Mac co-singer, along with, of course, Stevie Nicks.
Mm-hmm.
Landslide, Go Your Own Way, Dreams, mm-hmm. The Chain, Rihanna, Don't Stop. Christy McVie was the co-writer of almost every big hit that Fleetwood Mac ever had. And by all rights, would have been the lead singer of any other band.
Yep.
Any other band she was in, she just happened to be in a band with Stevie Nicks, who I don't like saying Stevie Nicks was better than Christy McVie.
Right.
She was just different. Had a different mm-hmm. edge to mm-hmm. her that I think really fit Fleetwood Mac. They really hit the times, really fit the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Christy McVie just wasn't putting herself out there as much.
Mm-hmm.
What I find so charming and beautiful is that in an industry, in a world where egos eat each other alive all the time, and there's so much me-me-me-ism in a lot of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Kristen McVie and Stevie Nicks couldn't have been closer, couldn't have been better friends.
Mm-hmm.
Always rooting for each other, always pulling for each other. When Kristen McVie passed away this past year, I think the most thoughtful and beautiful stuff that was said about her was from Stevie Nicks.
Yeah.
I encourage people to look it up and look into it. There were some really beautiful, like, intimate moments she shared
yeah.
that I thought was really cool. And Christy McVie one of my favorite singers, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love Stevie Nicks, but she felt like my mom's thing. Like, my mom really loves Stevie Nicks. So for me, I like Kristen McVie. I like, because my dad was a big Lindsey Buckingham fan.
Sure.
So she was kind of the one that I got into.
You're like, this is mine.
Just really enjoyed her work. Charlie Murphy, born on this day in 1959, passed away in 2017, way too young. Eddie Murphy's older brother, a lot of people, he became famous from the Chappelle Show and sharing sketches on there. I don't think a lot of people realize Charlie was one of Eddie's, Eddie's biggest co-writer. Mm-hmm. Almost any joke we laughed at, Charlie Murphy had a hand in, including co-writing Vampire in Brooklyn and some other stuff. Charlie Murphy, excellent comedy writer, really good comedy writer. Milton Berle, another a legendary comedy writer, legend in comedy, period. Well, you can't talk about the history of comedy and not mention the great Milton Berle, born in this day in 1908, passed away in 2002. And that is going to do it for our birthdays and anniversaries, but we do want to wish a very happy birthday to Valerie Johnson.
Happy birthday.
And a happy anniversary to our qualifiers. Happy 48th to Jim and Patsy St. Martin.
Happy day.
Enjoy your day, everybody. We encourage you to stick around for Melissa's News and head on over to Misty's Menu. Treat yourself. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South of Wisconsin Rapids. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Katrina and James with you. I think this is Mr. And I just, I don't know. It's top five worst band names ever. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
It feels like, you know, when you're sitting there and you're trying to come up with ideas and you're putting stuff on the board and you're like, okay, Mr. Well, we'll put that on there, but we'll come up with something better.
Yeah, and then you never do.
No, you never do.
You roll with it.
It's still not as bad as Loverboy, though. I'm sorry. Like, if you were a band, like if the Bengals called themselves Loverboy, then it would be funny to me. Then it would make a little more sense. It would be
right.
But a group of guys calling themselves Loverboy, I can't get past that. I can't let that go. It's
just
not
want
cool.
The girls to call them lover boys
it's,
at
it's
all?
It's lame. It's very... It,
yeah.
You can't give yourself a nickname. You, you
lover?
Can't.
Boy?
Doesn't work. Just doesn't work. A little bit later, Katrina and I are going to get into the an interesting one here. We have the worst purchases you've ever made. Mm-hmm. We're going to get into that in the 9 o'clock hour. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that, along with some entertainment news and plenty more. Usually we are joined by our friends from Quality Plus Printing in this segment with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Phil and his team, but Phil and his family are on a much-deserved vacation.
Wonderful.
I believe he'll be back next Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is he? Does that mean that we have to think of a word, James?
We could. I immediately wanted to say supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Yeah.
But that is not really a word.
It's okay. We will just wait for Phil because he just does it best.
He's the pro. He's the pro at this. But we do encourage you to join our friends over at Quality Plus Printing. Anytime you have any printing needs out there, go ahead and join them here in the Wisconsin Rapids area, getting your words out, our friends at Quality Plus Printing. Big thank you to them, of course, sponsoring Playmakers as well. Big thank you to them.
Mm-hmm.
For now, Katrina, I want to get into this one, the five most annoying email mistakes.
Oh.
We are about 25 years into email now.
Mm-hmm. We are. Wild.
That's
wild.
That is wild to think about.
Mm-hmm.
2.5 decades we've been doing this. And I think it's one of those things where it feels like, whoa, it feels like it should be longer than that. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, feels like it hasn't been that long.
Mm-hmm.
It's a weird mixed gray area kind of feeling of that. So people still haven't figured out some things of how to do, though. And for a lot of people, they are just getting into email. Some people still are just doing that, where they're just starting to get into some of this tech and everything. So here are some email experts' picks for the five most annoying email mistakes people still make. So if you're doing these, maybe this will help you stop it. And we're included in this.
I was going to say, is this for us or is this for
everybody's
okay,
included in this
right.
one. I don't know anybody who is perfect at emailing. I know people who are better than others.
Yes.
But I have yet to meet anybody who has, quote, mastered emailing.
Mm.
Number five or number one, where you want to start here?
Okay, so number one is the worst.
Okay.
Is that the
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think so,
so let's
yeah.
go five and down.
Okay. We do want to, of course, include the audience in this, 424-2600. Go ahead and give us any outliers or any, you know, honorable mentions.
Yes.
Or just any of your own, like, I want email stories, too.
Oh, I want a story. Please
yes,
call.
Yes, yes. I haven't done this before, but I have heard and been a part of so many stories of people who CC'd the wrong person.
Right.
Or, this one happened a lot back in the day where somebody was basically they wanted to just email one person about another person and talk trash about that person.
Oh, no.
And then they CC'd the person that they were talking trash
no.
about. And then, yeah, yeah. That kind of stuff. I've heard a lot of those horror stories.
Not good.
We want your stories, 424-2600. So we'll start at number five here. And number five, expecting an immediate response. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think that's here or there, though.
I feel like that's more nowadays, right? With texts, which sometimes is almost like a mini email to mm-hmm. people. I feel like we expect sometimes, like, I need that now. Or maybe that was, you know, a year or two ago, where now I feel like there's definitely delays on text message yeah. more than it used to when it first started happening.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think emails, it just depends on the. I always know it's just like everyone's schedule. I mean, they'll
yeah.
get to,
Mm-hmm. The only time I expect a quick response is if they expect a quick response.
Yes.
That otherwise, I don't really text, email, any of this stuff. Get back to me when you get back to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't. If it's really, I'm old school. So if it's really that time sensitive, I'm probably calling.
Yeah, call.
And I'm one
sure.
of those weirdos that still uses a phone
no,
for calling people.
No, you should not call
stuff,
yourself a weirdo. We need to make that normal again. Phone calls
you're right.
are great.
You're right. Yeah.
And it's, I don't know why we don't do that. In fact, it's way easier yeah. to pick up a phone and call than
it's to, so much easier
than to just be like, oh, and I took 5 minutes to text this, and I wonder what they're thinking because maybe they perceive it differently. It's like, just pick up the phone and call.
Plus, I have a feeling that everybody I text with secretly hates my texting. I feel like I talk with a lot of people that are good people, and mm-hmm. they're just not going to call me out or whatever. But I feel like I'm way, like, what something could be said with five words, and I give you a paragraph.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just bad at texting. Just talk to me. It'll take you a minute, and we'll be done, and you don't have to deal with me anymore.
Sure. it's all good.
And you're so right about this. We do need to get back to the phone call.
Yeah.
We do need to get
to
a little
norm.
Bit back to that.
Back
it doesn't take that much. There's a reason for texting.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. We've leaned way too into it, though. Mm-hmm. We have almost borderline abused it mm-hmm. With how much we lean on it and mm-hmm. use it and count on it. And then we get upset when we misunderstand things or there's miscommunication.
Yeah.
Well, of course there is. There's no context to text.
Yeah, you can't see the person's face, the emotions. And what is it? It's like body language and facial expressions are like 70% of what we're
at. Yep.
Of what we're, our conversation, really, that's part of it.
I've read 67 to 71% of our conversations involve our body language mm-hmm. and our tone.
Mm-hmm.
That's all missing in text
right.
and in email, to be fair.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, pick up the phone.
Yeah.
Pick up the phone. Call us, 424-2600.
Please do.
writing too much or too little. Yes, mm-hmm. yes. I'm very guilty of this mm-hmm. because I know I write too much.
Mm-hmm.
So then I get into a habit of, oh, well, I got to make this very quick in
Convince.
And out.
Yeah.
Especially I'm emailing like our bosses or something like that. I'm not trying to ramble. I know how busy Sage is. I don't yeah. want to keep him busy. I had like two or three lines.
Yeah.
I've talked with him about this. He's asked me about this before and stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to be too nice. And now you have no context because I just gave you a quick info.
Very fortunate that I've had some bad bosses. Sure. Mm-hmm. I also like, especially my last handful of bosses going back to Stoiber or mm-hmm. Marcus with Heart of Wisconsin Media mm-hmm. or any of this kind of stuff. All approachable people, all people that
yes.
Have some great, give me some grace.
Mm-hmm.
not using CC and BCC to let people know how involved they should be in the conversation.
Sure, fair enough.
I think that there's a lot of people that may not even know what those terms are,
mm-hmm.
what CC and BCC are.
Yep.
So this is basically, Katrina and I are emailing with each other, but Pam needs this information as well.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she's not technically in the conversation that Katrina and I are having, but she needs that info. So we CC Pam so that she's
carbon copied.
Yes,
right?
Yes, yes, yeah, nicely done.
But I forget what BCC is right now.
I got no clue. I know.
Copied.
It's way back in the back of my brain,
yeah.
and I can't reach it right now.
But yeah, like Pam needs to be involved in what we're talking about. So then we bring her into that part of it.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's the one that probably causes the most headaches in mm-hmm. the most awkward situations is not so much not CCing somebody. I think that can cause the most miscommunications, mm-hmm. But the most awkward situations is when you CC somebody and you think that you're telling somebody, you're just talking to one person, but you're really talking to everybody in the company.
Right.
Using vague subject lines like hi or question. Yeah, but this isn't...
What should we do instead then?
Exactly.
I've done question because I'm like, well, it ultimately is a question.
This is a big issue with me with society right now. Mm-hmm. We have so many people that want to talk loud and are talking loud and saying nothing. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of people that want to do whataboutism and a lot of people that want to bring up questions and problems but have no solutions. Mm-hmm. They want to point fingers, but they don't want to try to actually do any hard work or figure anything out. Or the people who they want to change the definitions of words we've been using our whole mm-hmm. lives and understand as a society that, hey, this is what this means. Just because you are in a position of, quote, power mm-hmm. doesn't mean you get to change words. That's not how this works. Right. I think we need to get a little more of that in there. So, sure, you're tired of vague subject lines. I get that. What are your other options? What mm-hmm. what else you want to do here? And let's stop acting like we all took a class in grade school on email subject lines.
Didn't happen. Maybe it'll be taught at some point. Probably not.
Says a lot of living in society, a lot of living in the world today, and really it always has been this way, is we are making the boat while we are on the water. Mm-hmm. In a perfect world, we'd be able to figure this stuff, that we would have a class to learn email and mm-hmm. to learn these things. That just ain't the way life works.
Right.
We're building the boat as we're on the water. We got to figure this stuff out as we're going. Mm-hmm. And give each other some grace with some of this stuff. Like for anybody who is calling anybody else out about a lame subject line, what are you coming up with, Shakespeare? Well, what do you got? You know?
Well, I find if it's too long of a subject line, I actually get lost in it. It's like, wait, that's for the email. Mm-hmm. Like, tell me about it more in there. I just need something to get attention enough. And a lot of people I notice we'll get emails from businesses or like they're mentioning something to us about companies that we work with. Yeah. And it's long subject lines. And I'm like, wait, I'm gonna get that in the email. Yeah. Catch my attention first.
I find it funny when the subject line is longer than the email.
Yeah,
that's weird to me. That mm-hmm. doesn't seem to add up.
That might be number one in there.
it should be at least at 1A or something. Because number one, I think you might agree with too. Using all caps, and not just in the subject line, but in the email.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We feel like you're shouting at us. We really do. We hear you. What's really funny to me is when it's all in caps, but it's like, could you please? It's really polite, right. But I'm reading it in my head. It's could you please? Like mm-hmm. the caps button, everybody. That's one to keep an eye on. We will take a quick commercial break. Come back with more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. 8:54 on the clock. Kat and James here with you. Next hour, we're going to get into some entertainment news. We've got some That Ain't Right stories and some local good stories of the day. And the big one I want to get into with you, Katrina, mm-hmm. what's the worst purchase you've ever made?
Yes,
this is going to be a fun
good one.
Start thinking of your answers, audience, because we want your participation. 424-2600. Call mm-hmm. up and join the conversation anytime you feel like it. We'd always love to hear from you.
Absolutely.
Right now, I think this is interesting. Phone peril. Dun,
oh.
dun, dun. Phone peril. Dun, dun, dun. Every time I say phone peril, that's going to happen.
Dun, dun, dun. Yes. Oh, is it like croc peril? Like crocs, have those little like things you can put in them?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, tell me more about phone peril.
A new poll found the average person experiences 140 moments of phone peril a year where you panic about your phone for one reason or another.
Okay.
That is not what I thought this was.
Very different than I was thinking.
Me too. The top things that cause it include dropping your phone on the ground and thinking you left it somewhere. 140 times a year is 2.7 times a week. It's even higher for young people. Gen Zers have about 187 moments of phone peril a year. The average American has had their current phone for just over 2 years, and lots of us are using a phone that's partially broken in some way. 24% of us have a cracked screen, 21% have battery issues, and 15% have a phone that seems to overheat a lot. So what I thought they were going to talk about here was phone peril as people who are not good on the phone or the person who doesn't ever want to call and make the order.
Oh, like, sure.
You order the pizza.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk on the phone.
Okay.
That thing.
Okay.
I'm more interested in that, actually.
And I went to, like, apparel. Like, we're decorating our phones.
Yeah.
So, like, I love how there was three different ways of doing this. So, okay.
So let's do this, Katrina. You go ahead and have your conversation. I'll have mine, and then we'll see how No.
Mine's going to be pretty lame and done. I think it's done.
I like where you're going with it, though. I do think, though, that certainly you can tie these two together. I don't think they're that far apart.
Mm-hmm.
Worrying about your phone, mm-hmm. well, it's understandable. Like, it's easy to make fun of young people and pick on young people about, technology and all these things. Mm-hmm. We're all there now because we've all had to be.
Mm-hmm.
Everything in society has shifted to this.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a commercial the other day, and a lady in the commercial uses her phone to unlock her car.
Yeah.
You know,
crazy.
I mean, this is how tied into our phones we are now,
right?
Where you can't get into your car without your phone. So I would think losing your phone would be a perilous situation.
Absolutely.
It's understandable.
Yeah.
And the idea of us, like, we're only getting farther and far away, again, tying back into what we were saying about getting back to phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another good reason. We are a lot better at communicating with the more we talk. We don't think about it this way. But like when I was a kid and my dad didn't want to make the call to the pizza place, so I had to, that was reps.
Yeah.
I was building reps on communicating with others.
Practicing that skill.
Mm-hmm. Every opportunity we have, I don't care if you're going to the gas station or you're talking to your best friend, every one of these are reps and more and more of how do I talk to human beings?
Yeah.
This is something you have to learn to do. You had to learn to speak.
Mm-hmm.
You got to learn to do this too.
Yep.
And we're having less and less opportunities in society to get those reps in, to get those opportunities to talk to other human beings.
Yeah, absolutely.
So but it's not too surprising to see a 22, 23-year-old that I got in class trying to learn comedy and has no idea, not just how to tell a joke, but how to talk to a girl, how to talk to a guy, how to talk to a boss, any of these things.
Because they've only communicated via text.
Yeah.
They haven't taken like the hard, like, okay, confrontation or feeling those feelings.
I think it plays into our mental health.
Mm-hmm.
It plays into a lot of other factors that we could use a little bit more. We could use some more reps with this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get back to using the phone.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that way you know where it is, too.
Right, which is a concern. I mean, that's happened to all of us. I don't know about that certain percentage for me, but that's happened to all of us where you feel like you left it somewhere. Or sometimes if you don't really need it that day, like I've forgotten it at home and then I don't have it, which at first you're like, oh, man, I know that I need this and this. But then it's freeing.
Yeah.
It's kind of freeing.
Yeah.
It's like you were saying earlier, you just want to have 5 minutes of no phone, no computer, and sit outside and just have a cup of coffee and just in peace. Like, we need to do that more often.
Yeah.
We need to put our phone in the other room. We need to not have it as our alarm clock. All of those things, just to have that space. But know where you put it.
Yes, that's really key. It really is. You're only going to stress yourself. You're going to undo all the good work you did of de-stressing yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I really needed that 15, 20 minutes, hour, whatever it is, away from my phone.
No,
where did I put that?
And the search is on.
Why is it always in a place where, like, I don't even remember being in that room. It's always somewhere where, like, I'm going to put my phone down right here by the sink, but it ends up in the bathroom. And, like, I wasn't even in the bathroom.
Right.
How did it end up in there?
Yeah.
And that is one of the most confusing things in the world. That and the missing sock.
Yes.
I was always waiting for that Unsolved Mysteries.
The missing sock.
And
yes.
Just say it wouldn't be a good episode, I suppose. Probably not a big ratings buster right there. We will take a break. We'll come back with good ratings, hopefully.
Yes.
And plenty more fun on The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.